great. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. It says that those the day that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Yeah, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. So meaning that you must be willing to do things that are not convenient. Yeah, you must be willing to do beyond normal. Yeah, as Solomon gave beyond normal. I think no one has ever done this kind of sacrifice. No one has ever done such level of sacrifice in Israel before. Yeah, I think Solomon sacrificed 1,000 maybe cattle. Yeah, and so many more. Yeah, and God visited him and gave him an open check. He said, ask me whatever you want, and I will do for you. Yeah. I want you to pray and talk to God. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, and give me a heart that is willing to sow in tears, a heart that is willing to serve you even when it's not convenient, a heart that is willing to work for you even when it's not comfortable, a heart that is willing to do things that is not convenient so that your name can be glorified, so that souls can be saved, things that are beyond normal, things that are beyond human sense knowledge. Give me such a heart, give me a mind that is willing to do this in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. You can continue to do normal things to expect rewards that are beyond normal. You have to do things that are beyond normal to expect a reward that are beyond normal. Talk to God. Say, Lord, give me grace. Give me a heart. Give me a mind that is willing to serve you when it is not convenient. To serve you, to please you when it is not comfortable. Give me a heart that is willing to sow in tears. To sow in tears. To sow in tears. Thank you, Lord. Give me such a heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two prayer points. Now, I was asking a question then. I said, some of you might ask that, what do I have to sow? You have something to sow. Yeah, and I started from, you have a life to sow. And then you have something to sow. So you don't need to be a millionaire or a billionaire to sow. From the little you have, you can sow into the kingdom of God. That is where many people have gotten it wrong. Yeah, they say all these churches and men of God, they're asking poor people to give, and they are using their money to buy expensive things and all of that. Yeah, that is a deception. Yeah, because even the poor can sow. Yeah, the poor can sow, and except the poor sow, they also will not reap. So this This is a biblical principle. Yeah, look at that widow that God sent Elijah to meet in that widow of Zarephath. Yeah, what did the man of God told her? The man of God said, from that little flower that remained in the house that you said you and your son are going to eat and die. The man of God said, from that little, first do small for me. Yeah. Because God will not allow that flower to run dry. And God will not allow the bottle of oil to be empty. And it was so in the days of a terrible famine in the land. So what is this? What does that mean? It means that God needs something even from your little. So it's not until you have something big that you sow. You sow even from the little. Elijah didn't say, bring all of the bread and give me. He didn't say that. Yeah, he didn't say all the flour, use it to make food and give only me. No, he said, make from it, give to me, and see what God will do. Yeah, so everyone can sow. Yeah, it is a lie that some people that are poor should not sow. If the poor don't sow, they also will not be blessed. Yeah, sometimes when some people that, sometimes when some people want to give a blessing to me, and I look at them, I look at their financial state, I feel like I should be the one giving to them because they don't have much. Yeah, but the Lord will tell me that if you don't allow them to give to you, they will not be blessed. Yeah, because I feel like I even have more than these people. Why should they be trying to bless me? Because I know they are poor, but God, God told me, he said, you must let them bless you, or else they will not be blessed. Yeah, so that tells you that is a law in the kingdom of God. You have to sow, even from the little you have. Otherwise, you will not be blessed. Yeah, I tell you the truth. Yeah, it doesn't have to be something much. As long as it is coming from your heart to the Lord, that is what God wants. God is testing your heart if you love him. That is why God receives sowing. He's testing us if we love him. He's using it to prove our level of love for him. It's not as if God needs anything from any man. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me how to sow, even from the little I have, even from what I have. Teach me to look at my life and know what I can offer to the kingdom of God. There is something you can offer. I tell you the truth. You might think there is nothing, but look around. There is something you can offer. And when you do that, God will bless you. So begin to pray, say, Lord, teach me. God, how to teach me as a person how to sow. So God can teach you how to sow. He can teach you how to sow. Begin to pray, say, Father, teach me how to sow into your kingdom so that I can reap great rewards in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, teach me how to sow into your kingdom that I may reap great rewards in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. Say, teach me how to sow from what you have given to me. Teach me how to sow from everything you have given to me. Thank you, Jesus. That I may receive great rewards from you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. And then the last prayer point. I'm sure you have also read a place in the scriptures that says those that sow sparingly we reap sparingly. Yeah, I believe you would have seen that place in the scripture. Yeah, in Second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6 said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Yeah, you get the message. He's saying that if you want bountiful rewards, you must sow bountifully. You must sow bountifully to receive bountiful reward. If you sow small, you reap small. If you sow much, you reap much. Why? Because God cannot be mocked. If you read Galatians chapter 6, you will see where it says God cannot be mocked. Yeah, that you will reap whatever you sow. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Just as there's a grace to give out of little you have, there is also a grace to give much than normal. There's a grace to give so much to the Lord, and you will get much in return. Now, this is scripture. Now, sometimes when we teach like this, some people think I'm trying to convince them to give to our ministry. No, I'm just teaching you the principle of God's kingdom, which is revealed in the scriptures. Yeah, that is what I'm teaching you. Yeah, that's what I'm teaching you. So there is a grace to give much, to receive much. Yeah, and God have to help you to do that. Yeah, God have to give you a faith to do that. Yeah, some of the men of God that you are celebrating, some of them did sacrifices they cannot say publicly. Yeah, some of the men of God that some of you might know and be celebrating, yeah, because God has highly elevated them and promoted them now, and the whole world is celebrating them. Some of them did sacrifices they cannot tell you they did. Yeah, sacrifices that mean that they emptied all their bank accounts, yeah, to support the work of God. And what did they get in return? They got glory in return. They got anointing, power in return. They got something far beyond what they gave. Why? Because God saw that they really love him to sow that much. So there is an anointing, there's a grace, there is a faith that will help you to give much to God. So nobody will force you to do it. Yeah, this is not something somebody will force you to do, or somebody will tell you, God said you have to do this. No. Yeah. This is something you would decide in your heart. And said, I am sowing much because I want much from God. This is what you sit down and decide in your heart. This is not something you'll be manipulated to do. If you are manipulated to do it, you will not get the reward. But when you sit down and you decide that I am sowing much to God, because I know I will get much from God. For the Bible does not lie. For the scripture cannot be broken. I know if I sow bountifully, I will reap bountifully. So this is not about the ministry. This is not not about a preacher. This is not about anybody. This is about you and God. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I don't know why I'm saying this. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace to sow bountifully to your kingdom. Give me grace to sow bountifully to your kingdom. Give me grace to give beyond number, to give what many people don't give, what many people have not even given to God before. Lord, give me the grace to give in a manner that is strange. Give me grace to give bountifully. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. Thank you, Lord. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. Talk to God. Say, Lord, give me grace to do this. It is a principle and it works. It worked in my whole life. So I believe it works in every person's life. Yeah. It is a principle that works. Say, Lord, give me grace to sow bountifully. This is not about a church. This is not about a ministry. This is not about a man of God. This is about you and the kingdom of God. This is about you and heaven. This is about you and God. In those days, we have people who we give everything they have. And before they reach home, they already had triple of what they gave waiting for them. Yeah, these are men who gave because they have faith, because they have this grace I'm talking about. These are men who gave not because anyone forced them. In fact, they gave when nobody preached about giving. And they got great things. Even their children got great helps. Talk to God. So Lord, give me grace to sow bountifully. This is a principle that always works, except you are deceiving yourself when you are giving bountifully. Except you did not do it from a right heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are a faithful God. Thank you because there is none like you. There is none like you in glory. There is none like you in greatness. There is none like you in power. There is none like you in wisdom. There is none like you in strength and authority and dominion. You are above all. You are the Most High God. We thank you for who you are, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. And not only do we thank you for who you are, we thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you for what you have committed yourself to do in our lives. We thank you for what you are doing already. Thank you, Father. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for breakthroughs you are going to give unto us. We thank you for deliverances you will do even in our dreams as we sleep. We thank you, Lord, for victories you will give to us over terrible battles of life. We thank you, Lord, because you will walk in our lives and you will do great things and your name shall be glorified. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I commit everyone who have prayed with me in this place tonight, on this platform tonight, I commit them into your hands. Oh Lord, your will prevail in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that in your life, the will of God shall prevail. In your life, the word of God shall prevail. In your life, the mind of God shall prevail. The promises of God shall come to pass. The prophecies of God shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, no matter how much the devil have attacked you, you will rule over him by the hand of God. You will win the battle. You will win the fight in the name of Jesus. You will have victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. The grace that you need to please God so that you can receive his mercy and visitation. Receive the grace now. In the name of Jesus, the grace that you need to live and lead in a sacrificial Christian life so that you can enjoy the wonders of God. Receive that grace now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. Remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Goodbye.